He had a great fall. And you can too with Bill Dablo. Mornings on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Jeez, it is Monday. Holy smokes. Hey, it's Dablo. Good morning. 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. Coming to you from the hut here. 50 degrees. Cloudy sky. All right. Katie Robber in from the chamber. Hello. Morning, good morning.
How you doing?
I am doing great.
You have the sunshiny shirt on today.
I do.
It's bright yellow.
See this from the space shuttle.
You know, it doesn't sound like the sun's coming out today, so... Ray of sunshine right here.
I just got up this morning. I thought, I'm going to dress like a grapefruit. Kind of get a jump on Halloween. So there you go.
Well, you know what? You can say that. Sure.
You're here with another list. And every time you come in here, this list seems to get busier and more jammed up.
So let me tell you, I know we were talking about this earlier, but I have never seen the events calendar on the Chamber website so jam-packed with things.
It's got everything.
It is.
Everything.
Well, not only is it a really busy week, but the entire month of October was jam-packed.
Insane.
And so we're very grateful for everybody who has contributed to that calendar to let everybody know that the Twin Towns are active.
Oh, to say, so, and they have been all summer, by the
yes.
way. It's one of the busiest summers I can remember around here.
Yeah, there's never a lack of things to do, let me tell you.
Well, what have you got there? I'm just going to let you dive into it.
Yeah, it's a big list, so hold tight.
Okay.
Okay, so the very first thing before I forget, because I would forget. Bones and Businesses, voting is this week.
Skelly.
So there were 29 businesses that participated, record numbers.
It looks like they had a lot of fun with it, too.
You know what? Now we got videos submitted, and it was... phenomenal participation.
That kind of went where you wanted it to go.
Everybody having a good time. We were hoping it was going to go that way. So we were very happy and excited for the businesses. All 29 are going to be on our Facebook page for you to vote for your favorite.
Okay.
And then we are going to announce it on Halloween.
That's going to be a tough vote because there's a lot of good ones.
I know. Yeah, so. I'm glad I don't have to vote.
And I'm sorry, I cut you off. So you're going to announce... on Halloween.
Yeah, on Halloween, we're going to announce the winner. I don't think we have a time picked yet, but watch the Facebook feed because it's going to be big.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
I love it.
It's the traveling skeletons trophy that goes to the business that wins. So,
Skelly's been busy and been very mobile.
Yeah, so it's been fantastic. So thank you all the businesses participating, all the people that are going to vote. We appreciate you. And now on to the calendar of
events. All right. I'm just going to shut up and let you do it.
Today... there's a mini movie Monday at the Breck Family Community Center. It starts at 3:45. I think, is there a movie called Sheep out there?
Shaun of the Sheep.
So I think that one might be
playing. Shaun the Sheep, yeah.
Maybe. I think it said Sheep. Anyway.
something to do with sheep.
Something. There's going to be concessions, so the free popcorn, and then there's going to be $2 pizza. So, perfect timing for a movie, mini movie, starts at 3:45. Also happening today, there's a fall floral workshop over at Three Rivers Decorating. You get to learn to make your own floral arrangements. The social hour starts at 6, and the class begins at 7. It's $50 to participate. If you want to participate, call 701-642-8454. And on Tuesday, it is walk-in mammogram. There's a walk-in mammogram event over at CHI San Francis.
Yes.
It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So they are promoting the get a mammogram this month. It is no appointment necessary. It's from 3 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday.
Just show up.
Show up. Also happening on Tuesday, Cat Backer Bingo. It's back.
It's back.
I love
it. We had a
it.
Great time with that
I
last
know.
Year.
So it's the doors open at 5:30, and it goes from, I think it goes till 8 o'clock at night. It's $30 a packet. You must be 21 or older to play bingo, and it happens over at the Wahpeton Event Center.
Okay.
Also happening on Tuesday is the first of four Twin Tone Artist Series events, concerts. I think the title is The Suits.
The Suits. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it starts at 7:30. Doors open, I think, at 6:45 or 6:30. You can purchase your memberships at the Cultural Center the day of.
Al and Norma were in last week, and they said this is going to be one of the best. So if you can make this one, please do.
It's $60 for four concerts, the cheapest entertainment you can find, really.
Right.
Truly it is. It's a phenomenal act. So, again, Tuesday, doors open 6:30, concert sets at 7:30. Thursday, trick or treat. Now we're starting. It's starting.
Yep.
Trick or treat over at the Richland Historical Society after school until 5 p.m. They will be doing trick or treating over there. The address is 11 7th Avenue North in Wahpeton.
Okay.
Also happening on Thursday, there's a trunk or treat over at Thrifty Horizons, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. over in 229 Minnesota Avenue in Breck. That is free for everyone, so fill up your candy bags.
All right.
For a trunk or treat. Also happening on Thursday, NDSCS scuba class.
Did you know
that they offer scuba classes?
Yeah, I used to take them.
Did you really?
Oh, man, nothing
fantastic.
Better. Out there in that huge pool?
Yeah,
it's
so
awesome.
Over at the Blickery Activity Center, 6 p.m., it's a six-week course, $350, and all your supplies, your equipment is covered. If you want to get, I think you have to get pre-registered, and if you want to, it's 218-233-0448. All that information is listed on our events calendar, should you not get that phone number. Friday, Halloween.
Here we go.
Not only do we get to announce the Bones of Businesses winner, but we have trick-or-treating everywhere. So Benedictine Living Community, they're doing trick-or-treating from 3 to 5. Twin Town Villa is doing 4 to 5 p.m. York Manor Senior Apartments, 4:30 to 7. And then Fire Hall, it's the Fire Hall edition.
Mm-hmm.
Both Wahpeton Fire Halls will be giving out candy 5:30 to 7:30.
Wow.
On Halloween.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday is Fallback Puzzle Contest over at the Red Door Art Gallery. That all those proceeds go to supporting the Red Door Art Gallery. It's $100 for a team of four to do a puzzle contest. And that's over 418 Dakota Avenue, should you want to participate.
All right. Other than that, not much happened.
There's so much more.
Holy
I just couldn't
smokes.
Fit it all into this segment.
Yeah.
Please go check out the events calendar. It's jam-packed and lots of events for the kids to around Halloween. So,
and folks, if you're just getting in on this little chat with Katie, we will have this up podcast on our website early this afternoon. She'll go back and catch up on all this stuff too if you missed any info
right.
or you need any phone numbers.
Or give us a call.
There you go.
Yeah. We'd love to hear from you.
Katie Robber, Wahpeton Breckenridge Chamber, great to have you in.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. We'll talk again next week.
You bet.
Do another full list.
It will.
Holy smokes. 9:17 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450. KBMW, good morning.